KBBS. Good morning. This is Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning is Larry Branion. Larry, how you doing today?
I'm just living the dream, my friend. Having fun.
Absolutely.
Taking names.
We appreciate you taking the time, and the reason we have you in here today is coming up on Sunday this weekend. There's an ice cream social. What can you tell us about this?
Well, it's going to be held at the Kearney Community Hall. We've got that thing ready to have some functions. We're not done by a long ways, but I'll tell you, it was built way back in 1952, and it sure hasn't had much upkeep since in the late 60s and early 70s. It's just kind of been sitting idle. So some of the neighbors and I all got together and thought we ought to get that thing back in working order where we can have a community building for family reunions, weddings, receptions, funerals, whatever, even an auction maybe.
And so so when you were coming up with this plan, did you ever think of tearing it down and rebuilding, or did you want to keep that old building?
We like the old building, and it's got an old backdrop in there, like when they had plays in there, and school plays and so forth, and you drop it down and there's a beautiful mural. I can't remember who did it, but there's advertising all the way around the outside, top, sides, and bottom of all the businesses that were here in the 50s. Pretty interesting. But the building needed a lot of upkeep, and the slow process began with the fact that we didn't own the land. It belonged to Jim Parr, who had bought part of Texaco, and it was always the lease deal. And the lease, the only stipulation was there's no drinking on the property, no alcoholic beverages. But we didn't want to put a lot of money in it that's donated money if we didn't have the right to own the land. So Mr. Parr graciously donated the land to us with the option that he, if something should ever happen, it would revert back to him. So that was step number one.
Oh, very cool. And you know what's cool about those old buildings is, you know, you can build a new building and it looks nice, but it doesn't have the history or the feel of the old buildings.
It does not. It's got hardwood floors. Of course, there's needs to be some repair because the roof leaked. But as of to date, we've got a new roof on it, thanks to Atlantic Roofing, donated free of charge. And we've got new doors. We have new windows. There's just been a lot done. We have a new septic, which had to be up to code. Everything has to be up to code, even though it's in the country. Shane Electric's put in some exit signs above the doors for us. Now our next step is to get the push bars for emergency exit. Get a ramp built for somebody that has a walker or a wheelchair. We have a long way to go, but we thought Sunday, Father's Day, would be a great opportunity to say thank you to the community for all they've done so far, and let them see what's being done.
And tell us a little bit about this ice cream social. What can people expect when they come?
You can expect free ice cream, a little entertainment during the auction, which it starts at 2. Branion Auction, the whole family will be there, and we'll be selling pies that people donate free of charge. The ice cream's free of charge, but I'm going to get some money out of the pie. And they're going to have live entertainment. A lot of the folks around are going to bring their guitars and their mandolins, and we're going to have some good old-fashioned country music. And it's just going to be a family, fun entertainment and kind of a thank you to let people know. Mike Thomas has built us a couple big wooden Western-style gates to hang. We're getting the parking lot put in order. They're going to hang the gates on Friday, Thursday or Friday, so they'll be up. We have a nice metal sign that Adler Welding and Sheridan's donated. Everybody's just really stepped up to the plate. Kearney's been there since the 1890s. There used to be two dance halls. There used to be a hotel. There was a flour mill. I found a flour sack the other day, said Kearney, Wyoming. So it was actually a post office, Kearney, Wyoming, in the 1890s, spelled with an E. Okay. Now, the neighbor cornered me this morning, and he said, you're spelling Kearney all wrong, but trust me, in the 1890s, it was spelled with an E. Fort Phil Kearney has no E.
Okay.
But that's a different deal. That was where the fort was, so...
And so is this going to be at the dance hall? Is that where the,
that's
this is all
right
taking
on
place?
Site. You bet. We're going to have more fun there than the law allows.
And are you still accepting pies for the auction?
Oh, bake one and see. I'm telling you, if you've never made a pie, hey, Brady, if you've never made a pie, go ahead and bake one. I'll sell it higher than a Georgia pine.
And if people want to donate, how do they get those pies to you?
Just bring them on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And let it be known that I usually test them to make sure that they're fit
sure.
for human consumption first. I have my own private spoon.
So. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. But I've been known to stick a finger in a pie or two, but never seemed to hurt the sale of it.
That's right. And so funds raised, is it all going to this project?
It is. It is. Whatever money we make from the pies or whatever. And if people want to donate the cost of a window, Brady, if they want to spend $300 on a window, we'll put a little gold plaque at the bottom that says donated by Branyon Auction or Rick Pallister or whoever. You know, so, and Rick has already stepped up to the plate. So,
okay,
I understand that there's going to be a window with his name on it.
Very
and you can
cool.
put it in memory of somebody if you like to do that. But I can remember being there many, many years ago. My grandson, Jacob Gay, went to country school right behind the Little Red Schoolhouse. So, Christmas party, guess where? Kearney Community Hall. No heat, only the fireplace. But it was a wonderful little Christmas party. So we have heat, we have lights, got a new septic. We're going to get the plumbing fixed up one of these days, and it'll be a beautiful thing. So
you want to invite people out this Sunday on Father's Day. And again, if you're bringing a pie, show up about 1 o'clock with that pie, and then the auction is at 2.
That you got it. And it'll last till everybody's ready to go home.
All right. And bring blank checks and plenty of cash.
And maybe a lawn chair. Not too many chairs around there.
Okay, so people might want to bring something to sit on.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
All right. But talking with Larry Branyon about the ice cream social this Sunday and pie auction. Larry, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, no, thank you, Brady. I'll tell you what, your radio station's been a big asset to this community, and we thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. This is KBBS 1450 AM and 103.5 FM.